Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Is it a person? Like, is it...
Yes.
Is it breathing?
Roll a... Perception or health check. What is it called? Heal check?
Well, I'm doing it from across the room, so I'm assuming perception.
Yeah, probably.
Which is 14.
Okay. You can't tell if the person is breathing. You definitely don't see breathing, but you are far enough away that you're not 100% sure.
Does it look like Strahd?
No. Looks like an old person.
An old person.
Can we tell if it's a man or a woman?
A man.
Hmm.
Down with the patriarchy, man.
Yeah, we just leave. Fuck that guy. He looks like an old white man. Fuck you. Fuck this place. Bye.
This dead library guy ain't woke enough for us.
Greg's little smirk needs to be screencast and broadcast to all the listeners. The little smirk after saying that, it was amazing. He's so proud of himself.
That was really good.
It was amazing.
I'm moving toward the desk. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Whoa.
Can I do a perception check too?
Yeah.
17 plus 3 is 20.
Okay. So you get close enough to this guy, and that's a really good check. You don't see any sign of breathing or respiration at all. It's completely motionless, slumped on this desk. And the other thing you notice is that his wrists are shackled to chains that are attached to the desk.
Oh, no.
Fred, has rigor mortis settled in? Why are you laughing?
It's been
Wait, what happened?
Because it comes and then it goes.
It goes and then it fades. Yeah. So, no. The figure is not suffering from rigor mortis.
Can I smell him? From where I stand. I'm not asking permission to smell him.
Can you smell him? That's a good question.
So, yeah. And if not him, who does she smell? Because you know what? It could be bad or it could be good. That's all I'm saying. And I got prestidigitation. Might not have had a bath in a while, but I smell good.
Also, Batwhack smells bad.
Yes.
For the same reason.
For the same reason, yes. He smells like buttholes. Naturally, but also prestidigitation.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mostly prestidigitation.
I hear a commercial. I hear an ad in the future for prestidigitation. And also, prestidigitation.
Yeah, now that you get close enough, he smells a little right.
Oof. Guys, I don't think this guy's... I think he's alive, and I joggle his elbow. You see that he's shackled to this piece of furniture?
Yep.
And I come around the back, and I start opening drawers, probably to Will's discontent.
Oh, yeah. I need to hustle over there, but nonchalantly hustle.
Nonchalantly
hustle. You've said that before. Will's speedwalk. Yeah. I'll go to the other side that she's not looking in just to take care of that side so she's not looking over there. Oh, I got this side. No big deal. I'll help you out. She looked at the other side.
You guys can both give me investigation checks.
Okay.
While they do that, what is Lank and what is Batwhack doing?
I think Lank, I mean, this room's going to get kind of crowded. Lank is going to go back.
It's not that small.
It's not that small, but yeah, Nick's out here. Lank will go out and be with Nick.
And there's a smelly dead guy in there.
Hmm. Yeah, that's part of the reason, too.
All right, I got a 6 plus 0.
I got a 19.
Total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, both of you kind of find the same thing. The disarray on the floor is no different than the disarray within the desk. Okay. It's just stuff crammed in, scattered about. There's no, doesn't seem to be any organizational sense to it that you can see. Looks like it's all, though, consistent in terms of the content of what you find. It, basically, this seems like a room for bookkeeping. Specifically for tracking, like, wealth and possessions and income and things like that.
Are there any labeled files with names on them?
No.
I pick up a piece of paper off the floor. What does it say?
It says, it looks like it's like page like 70 of like who knows how many. It's like an itemized list of different artifacts and amounts of coinage and things like that.
Is there a date on it? Sorry, Katie, I keep cutting
you. That's
okay. No.
Not a very good bookkeeper if they don't put any of this stuff in their paper.
The paper that I had downstairs that was like about Tivoli.
Yeah.
Does it look similar to this stuff? Like, is was that taken from here?
Yeah, same handwriting.
Does this guy have any supplies on him? Is he the writer? Does he have a quill? Like, is he, does he have ink on his fingers? I'm so Sherlock in this.
He does have ink on his fingers, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
How dead is he? Like, does he look, he was dead, or I mean, I guess we don't even know if he's probably fucking not dead, man. He's probably a zombie. Yeah, but like, he probably is gonna, ugh.
Oh, well, he's shackled at least.
This right. is what he looked like when he was alive.
Oh, he's cute. I like his mustache slash sideburns.
He could have been Ebenezer Scrooge if he'd been allowed to grow older.
Yeah. So we looked in both sides of the desk. Is there anything by him, like a drawer that's like right here? Do I have to push him aside? Do I have to elbow him a little bit?
You'd have to bodily move him out of the way, yeah.
Before I do that, I'm going to pickpocket him. I'm going to try to roll to stealthily see what's in his pockets because I don't know if he's... I'm not afraid of dead bodies, especially just like dead human bodies, which is what this might seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I am afraid if it's a zombie, so I'm going to try to not wake it up.
Okay.
Is that cool? Just like a mm-hmm. sleight of hand check? 10 plus 7. 17!
You find some, look like fresh, pens, quills.
For how fresh? Like, you can use
like,
them?
Unused.
Oh, okay. I was like, they smell fresh.
They're not decomposed.
Do they eat fresh?
They're not dead.
They're
still attached to the goose. Rafina, reaches down and takes off his shoes and puts them in her terrarium.
What?
Okay.
Well, she just heard a clomping thing that might need shoes.
Hmm.
Don't know when that sort of thing will become useful.
What sure. does his face look like? Is it all bloaty and gross?
See, I'm not like a forensic
so
pathologist.
So he seems like an actual dead body. Like, I guess, did I roll to see close up if he is a dead body
you can do
that
it
is
again.
Not?
Sure.
Should I roll like?
Do
what
the,
would
the,
I roll?
I always forget the name of it.
Sorry?
Health. Wait, what is it? Heal. Medicine?
I don't know.
Yeah, medicine.
Medicine?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm such a doctor of medicine. Here we go.
You're like Emma.
Here we go. Natural 20.
What?
Natural 20. I did turn into a doctor. Hi. My second natural 20 of this session.
Mm-hmm.
That's absurd. That makes no sense. Can I save that natural 20 for some other time?
Nope.
Yeah, so right? I know.
He's just like rotting, and I'm like, let me use my check.
Well, you've seen a lot of dead bodies.
Yeah, I have.
You think he's been dead for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Hello?
Nothing.
A couple weeks.
Nothing to indicate that he is, you know, feigning inactivity as a zombie or anything like that. Just, you don't see any signs of trauma, like that, you know, you don't know what killed him.
Hmm.
the manacles, it looks like he's been wearing them for a long time.
Does it look like he's been straining or struggling against them?
No. Doesn't look like there's, like, serious trauma, like he, like, was, like, trying to get free.
Yeah.
But just looks like he's been moving about in them for a while.
Does anything have a zip cord so that he can, like, move from one end of the room to the next?
Yeah, like, how does he get to the bookcases and stuff?
They're pretty long. He's not like literally. It's not like a pair of handcuffs. It's like chains that are attached to the desk. You would guess he's maybe early to mid 60s age wise. He is human. You have a real natural 20, so I'm trying to think as much as
I know. I can't tell how he died.
Mm-mm. I look into his shoes to see if they were in embroidered with his name.
Yeah, that's what I want to look for, like papers or something in his breast pocket. Now that I really think he's dead, I want to push him back and look for identification.
Yeah, you don't find anything on him that is of any kind of personal nature.
Okay.
It's funny you mentioned that, Abby. Yes, you do find his name.
Whoa.
Embroidered in his shoes.
What?
Yep.
I'm a genius.
That's convenient.
His name was... Well, you assume it's his name. You see, you find what seems like a name in his shoes.
His name is Tom McCann.
Tommy Hill. I was going to say Tommy Hilfiger.
His name is Mr. Nike.
Yeah.
You see the words Leaf Lip Siege.
What?
That's a ridiculous name. No one would have that name. Said ironically.
It's a good name for some shoes.
It is. Leaf Lip Siege.
What's Bathwack doing? You just standing in the corner like a creep?
I've been working my way around the perimeter from the southeast.
Are you like looking at stuff?
Counterclockwise. Yeah, just sort of poking around.
Can you give me an investigation check?
Oh, it's intelligence. My strong suit. 13.
Okay. Just randomly in the mess of things, something stands out to you during your search. You find a book with a blood-stained leather cover.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh. Well, the blood certainly stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad you can't read.
Yeah, I don't read very much, but I might try to leaf through it.
Okay. You open it up, and it's hollowed out.
Mm.
And in the hole that is within, there is an iron key.
Ooh.
What?
I'll take that out and put it in my pocket.
Why don't you look at the doors around? Never mind. I can't say that to you.
I mean, everybody may have forgotten, but scattered among, or, you know, there's these scrolls chests and books scattered on the floor, but there are four heavy wooden chests.
Oh my gosh.
Chests fitted with sturdy iron locks in this room.
Oh, all right. Okay, so those are apparent to me. Well, all right, I might just go and try the key in each of them.
Okay. The key unlocks all of them.
Oh, dang, all right. Well, I'll be working through them counterclockwise from where I am.
Hey, Bathwack, does that key also unlock his shackles?
Oh.
Just maybe check one of his shackles in case he turns into a zombie. But if it does, then we know for sure that he didn't know about the bloody book with the lock in it, with the key in it.
Oh, I see. Or he shackled himself to the desk.
Well, right. Oh. That would be an unusual turn of events, but would you just, please?
Sure.
Quickly, and then go about what you were doing.
All right. I'll try the key and the shackles.
Well, you try, but you find no apparent keyhole.
Oh. So someone bent these around his legs?
No, they're faulty manacles. Man, these are cheap. They say made in China on the side.
We'll just pop his foot off, take the manacle off, and put the foot back on.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right, yeah, I'll go back to what I was doing.
So yeah, you guys see Bathwack starting to spring open some chests.
What do you see? I run over to...
Where are they exactly in the...
And unlocked,
I guess it doesn't matter in the map exactly.
They're just
where they are,
kind of scattered. I don't think they're actually represented here on the map. They're just sort of along the walls at sort of various points.
Okay.
In the room. Yeah, you start to pop them open. The first one you open holds a very, very large amount of copper pieces.
Oh.
Thousands of copper pieces.
Oh my goodness.
As in pennies?
As in copper pieces.
Is that coinage?
So like 10 copper pieces is a is a silver?
It's 10 to 10 to 10.
Yeah, okay.
So 100 copper is a gold.
Yeah.
You open a second one. This contains less coinage, maybe like a tenth of what was in the first one, but these are gold pieces.
Wow. Hmm.
You open a third one, and it looks to contain about the same amount of copper pieces as that first one you opened. And the fourth one also contains coinage about half as much as that one that holds the gold pieces, but these are platinum pieces.
So no silver? Oh. Okay. Oh, no silver. Interesting. Never thought about that. Oh, wait, no, I did. I threw a coin in a fireball at one point at a werewolf, I think.
A fireball.
I'm sorry. Fireball.
Well, I'll definitely take some of the platinum.
Are they worth more than the gold?
Yes.
10 times as much.
So these are just full of money?
It would seem,
as far as you can tell.
I'm curious if there's something more underneath, so I might take some time to try to put my hand further into each of these to see if there's something.
Okay.
In the pile.
Got it. Yeah, you'd paw through or claw through whatever it is for a dragonborn.
Oops.
You fetlock through each of these. Chests of coin. 3/4 of them yield just piles and piles of coin, but in the chest that had the platinum pieces in it, you find a book sort of buried beneath them.
Ooh.
Well, what kind of book is it? What does it look like?
It looks...
Just on the outside.
It's a pop-up book.
It looks very finely made. Gilt leaf edges and leather bound, in very good condition. Just on face value, you think it would be worth a lot.
Hmm. Hey, Will.
Hmm?
maybe you'd like to have a look at this?
I'm
holding it up and I'm kind of, you know, moving my wrist so that it... Well, there's really not much light to catch other than the torchlight, but...
I'll move my torchlight, too. Oh, no, you have a torchlight.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about my billy club. Well, I'll move our lights around. Woo! I'm very impressed. Look how sparkly it looks.
Yeah, I was just trying to, wanted to show you there's something interesting. I mean, I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, I'll come over and look at it.
Yeah.
I'll come over and look at it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, how much platinum is there?
Yeah, seriously?
It is 500 platinum pieces.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. A lot to carry.
That's a lot. Yeah, that is.
There's 1,000 gold pieces.
Do they weigh as much as gold?
They're all roughly the same weight.
Yeah. All right. I'll take 100 of them.
Whoa.
And then there, like I said, 1,000 gold pieces, and then each of the copper chests, they have 10,000 copper pieces in each of them.
Okay, we're gonna be so rich when we leave Barovia if we're still alive.
If we can actually move with all of this.
Yeah.
Under all of the weight of it.
Wow.
Yeah, we calculated this in a previous episode.
We did.
And it didn't weigh as much as we thought.
Yeah, you can actually carry quite a bit, but I don't want to be too...
Why don't you just distribute it equally among us?
Well, there are 1,000, you said?
No.
Oh, 1,000 gold pieces, 500 platinum.
Yeah. 500 platinum, yeah. Are there 5 of us?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, perfect.
We're going to need some wheelbarrows.
I forget where Esmeralda is, and now we can cross that off of our... bingo sheet, but I really do.
You don't know where she is.
I was going to say, we haven't found her.
Oh, that's one right. Of the reasons that's you're right,
here.
That's right. Oh,
yeah,
she
might
be downstairs.
That's part of the reason why we're here.
Yeah. Listen, we haven't played in a long time. I'm sorry. And I've been listening to old episodes, so my brain is very confused.
Wait, who's Strahd?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I look at the book?
Yeah. So you flip through the book. It's titled Manual of Bodily Health.
What?
This book contains health and diet tips.
Health and diet tips?
Is it for teenagers?
I don't even know who to give this to as an insult.
But you are inherently able to tell, because of your class, meta,
okay,
that it's words... Uh-oh.
Oh.
What's going on?
Greg hates manuals of bodily health. He's like, I'm done.
Did he fall over?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. There was a very strange noise, and I thought there was a problem.
That's creepy.
It is nothing. I'm sorry. I realized my headset fell, so I'm sorry if that was loud.
His parents were doing it.
He doesn't know what that sounds like. It was a really weird noise.
Yeah. Not from three floors apart.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so explain. Health of manual...
Yep, manual health. Bodily health contains manual. Health and diet tips, but its words are charged with magic.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And the words are like in common, like everybody mm-hmm. can read them. Mm-hmm. So like Bathwack would have been able to see that, no?
He just wanted you to.
It's a book. I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't look in the book. He's like, books, gross.
I don't think he really knows how to read.
All right, well, I'm like, it's a book for making you healthy? Manual of Bodily Health, it says. Is there a passage that I can read out loud? Do some exercises with your deltoids, your triceps.
There's a chapter called 5-Minute Abs.
Did you say triceps?
I was trying to quote Rocky Horror Picture Show, but I was too slow. I was like trying to think of the pattern of deltoids, triceps, something, something biceps, something triceps. Such strenuous living, I just can't understand. Mm-hmm. When in just 7 days, this book will make you a man. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. That's what the passage says. I read it out loud. I'm like, this sounds pretty good. Anyone need to become a man? Bathwack?
Is there a section on what happens to young boys and girls during the change?
There's a whole chapter about how it's the worst idea to drink tea made from twigs.
Fake news!
10 pages of ailments that have been... for which it's been implicated. I just lost track of my train of thought.
You got it.
Yeah, it made sense.
Stitch it together, Katie.
Blah, blah, blah.
Your grammar was proper.
You're going to sound awesome, Alex. You're not even going to notice.
That's good. It's just going to say, 10 pages.
Well, see, now I can edit it. Because when you're funny after, you got to keep the funny part. 10 pages. Okay. And then I'm like, where's Lank and Nick? I'm like barely noticing that they aren't in here, but it's weird.
Can I peek under the rug?
Yep.
Peek.
The most interesting thing you see under the rug is that it's just now, you know, it's bare floor. You know, there's no scrolls or books shoved under here. So it's like, oh, that's what the floor looks like in here.
Does the rug look like it was made locally?
Like, is it made from like... fibers from beets? I don't know what you mean.
Beets need to go onto the bingo sheet. What I mean is, does it look like it was imported from far away, or was it made by local craftsmen? Like, where did it come from?
It is a fine rug. There's no tag on it.
Not from IKEA. It's
ornamental and decorative, so it certainly doesn't remind you of at least Barovia in its current state.
I'm going to take off the rug's boots and see if its name's written.
Oh, shove it! At least we now know, at the very least, the brand of his shoe.
So, Greg, you and Nick are just hanging out in the audience hall.
With yeah, the I'm letting all this drama over. Happen. Lang's going to wander over and peer through, try to get a better look down this hallway. And the east door.
Oh, you're going to go all the way over there? Okay, cool. Nick's going to go with you, Lank.
Sounds good.
And you push open those doors to reveal a long, dark hall. 20 foot high with a vaulted ceiling draped with cobwebs. A low moan seems to travel the length of the corridor as it rises and falls, intoning sadness and despair.
Mm. Ooh.
I guess we may need to get the other people in on this. So, like, it sounds like there's someone at the other end of the hall who's upset.
It's hard to say. It's more vague than that. You can't really pin it down towards any one specific source. This is a very sort of, you almost can feel it more than hear it. Sort of low moaning sound.
Is it the skeleton?
Oh yeah, I forgot there's a skeleton right here.
Yeah, it's still there.
Let's examine the skeleton.
Okay. Give me an investigation check.
I have plus zero to investigation, which makes this a total of 12.
Okay.
That's what I rolled last time.
You would not suspect that this was moving anytime soon. This skeleton is sort of strung together with wire, assembled here. It's wearing this sort of
so
rusted...
we've wandered into the hallway of an AP biology class.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the armor it's wearing is rusted, and the livery of the guard it's wearing is tattered. But you see nothing to indicate that it moves or has moved any time recently. Looks like decoration.
Well, then I'm going to suggest, Snick, that we go back and collect everyone else before we walk this long hallway.
Okay, good. Good plan, Mike. Let's do it. Let's get Bathwack.
We hear some sounds coming from the long hallway through the other doors. Anybody want to come along?
Yeah, but Link, Nick, you guys should grab some platinum out of this chest.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of platinum. Lang's first thought would be, I wonder if this would count as silver for offerings. The goddess would probably know the difference. he'll take some, and I'm sure somewhere along the way we can make change.
Yeah, each one is 100 silver, so it's pretty good.
Rafina's going to collect a bunch of sheets of paper just off the floor in the hopes of finding something that's interesting, and takes it with her.
Cool. So yeah, you can head back the way he came. There also, if you recall, there is a door in the eastern wall of this room. And then
that we came through, right?
No, that was the western wall. There's a door on the other side of the room.
Oh, there's I forgot which room we were in. That's right.
Yeah, there's a door in here. Okay, so...
there's a door to the east.
Are we going to indicate that? Like, what's over there?
I want to make sure. I didn't know if I mentioned
it. I'm asking
it.
The people. The people that
show us where it is, Link.
Follow me.
All right.
Here.
So you're heading back out.
I think I'm lingering in this room a little bit.
Oh, Will's lingering.
Yeah, linger.
Okay, so, but I'm taking some platinum too, by the way.
Okay, cool.
As much as I can carry. Can you tell me how much that is?
I mean, the even split is 100.
That's heavy.
So it looks like everybody except for Will is following Lank back to this long, spooky corridor.
All our pockets are jangling.
Yep.
Yeah,
seriously, our pants are falling off. That would be heavy.
That's Strahd's strategy. Embarrass us into not fighting.
He's just going to have giant magnets in the room.
Step one, reveal their underpants. Step two, step three, they die.
Joke's on you, Strahd. I put them in my underpants.
Oh, nice.
Says Nick.
Yep, of course. Right. Nick does.
So, before we go up to the spooky corridor, what is Will doing with his lingering action?
I don't want to take... it's just...
We cut back and forth. What are you doing? Are you going to stay there forever? Or are you going to eventually join up with them?
Just for flavor, I mean, saying that if I get the sense that Bathwack isn't that interested in books or whatever, I know that he looked at the books, but I want to look at the books. I want to... This room is weird.
Uh-huh.
Why is this guy dead 2 weeks ago?
There's also a door on the east wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will is... I don't know how much of this Will could... Yeah, exactly. That's what... I said the door, and then everyone left. I was like, are we going to explore this door? And then everyone left. And I was like, well, but this door.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird. I don't know if Will can put this together, if I need to roll some kind of check.
Mm.
But Katie thinks it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
This guy died about 2 weeks ago. How long have we been here?
Where?
Like 2 weeks? In Barovia?
In Barovia.
ish, maybe.
2 weeks.
Ish. Listeners, leave us a 5-star review.
See, I think Eric is saying, okay, see how we played that game about lying the other day? A few weeks ago.
2 months ago. Whatever.
It was a board game where we all lied and Katie was a really good liar.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's lying right now.
Oh, here we go.
I feel like this has something to do.
Stressful, like, hour of my life.
I know. I'm sorry.
To play that game?
Yes.
Eric's not good at lying, and also I'm a really good liar.
What? Oh, he was so unhappy.
No. He was having fun. No,
yes,
he was.
He's but just, it's also stressful.
It's stressful. It was stressful for me, too. But I'm sorry. I just think it's interesting as just playing the game, as the person playing the game. I don't know if Will would make that connection, but I think that's weird if I'm like 2 weeks. So it's like, how long have I been here? 2 weeks. Why is this guy manacled here? How did he die? If I can't see any marks on his body, these are all the thoughts that are running through my head. That's why I linger. I'm sorry. I'm storytelling.
Okay. No, but wait. And also the way that this glass is broken, I know that it's just the person who drew the map, but when did that glass break?
I don't know.
Sometime before you got to the castle completely.
Was there some kind of explosion that would have killed him?
Maybe that.
I've seen other things like that. There, you know, it's not just neglect. There's some sort of, like, force that is causing that kind of damage.
I guess nobody's going to come back or anything, and I'll just keep in mind that that door is there, and I'm going to scoop up some papers and shuffle through them as I follow them.
Okay.
You're not going to open the door?
I don't think Will would open the door by himself. I want to, believe me, but everyone left. I really want to open it.
Put your toe in.
You can always.
Listen,
I'm not
Rafina.
You can always, like, fly away really fast, right?
Yeah, but I'm inside. Like, what if it can fly too? I can't, like, fly in all directions. I can only fly straight. That's true.
You could dimension door right to where we are. Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think Will is being as brave as he would be in this situation. His bravery is...
I'm pushing over this chair.
Well, my bravery is coming from what has been happening. It's not bravery. It's curiosity and it's anger. And it's like, he doesn't know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He just killed his patron, but he doesn't think that he could have because how does he still have power? So he's right now just like, I'm going to try to figure out what's going on. He's not interested in like going and killing a bunch of guys. Not that he has or ever has been, you know, he's not like a dungeon explorer, but I'm sorry. I know that I'm...
Why are you apologizing?
I'm just sorry. Apologize. I know that people want to go and do other stuff. I'm just feeling like this room has more than it does.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's totally fine. I mean, you can be there as long as you want to be, and it'll be interesting.
Right?
If you're there and something
inside.
Comes in, or if, you know, we go somewhere else and we're in trouble, like, it's all good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's D&D, man.
I know. I just feel bad because I know I'm the character that does the weird shit off on, like, I don't know, whatever.
Nick steps into a side room, starts making balloon animals. Just so Katie doesn't feel bad.
Rafina does absolutely nothing weird.
You make a balloon noodle hat for the skeleton on the wall.
All right. So this long corridor. So yeah, you all are able to hear this sort of low moaning sound as you enter into the corridor.
I'm way behind. I'm letting them go forward. Yep. I'm just distractedly shuffling.
At the far end, you see another set of double doors.
Lank will approach.
Whoa, that was fast.
Not so fast there, Mister.
He just disappeared. He just shot into the darkness, Eric.
He's right there.
And there was another Greg smirk there. Just like moved it and then he was like trying not to smile.
I never try not to smile.
Never.
As Lank and whoever is with him gets about halfway down the hallway.
Yeah.
The noise in the room changes. First, you hear a scraping sound of stone against stone, followed by the squeaking of a bat. You hear this noise from the western end of the hall from whence you had come.
Huh?
And when you turn that way, you see the fanged visage, outstretched claws, and flapping black cape of a vampire bearing down on you from above. And a deep, throaty chuckle fills the hall.
What?
So dropping down, we would have walked underneath him, in other words?
Correct.
Oh my god.
But Will is still way behind.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to roll initiative.
9 plus 3 is 12.
That is 4.
18.
10.
All right, Bathwack with an 18, you're up first.
Where is the vampire?
West. Looks like it's starting to fly towards you from the upper portion of the vaulted ceiling in the western end of this corridor.
Ah, so it's up in the air. So I have to wait for it to approach before I can hit it.
Unless you want to throw something at it.
I think I'm out of javelins.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh, no!
Well, I think I threw my last one through the heart.
And you recollect it?
No, I don't know where it went.
Oh, no.
That was very irresponsible of
you. Everybody's so disappointed.
That's the saddest thing that's happened.
Man. I know.
You thought I was being cheap with all the kids being in danger. I should have threatened Bathwack's javelins.
Seriously, those javelins.
Each javelin was like a child to me.
That is like one of my favorite parts of Bathwack when quiet Alex is like, I'm gonna throw a javelin at him. Like, it's always like, it's really surprising too. Like, you forget he could throw a fucking javelin at people. It's so great.
All right, well then, I mean, since I can't hit him.
So you're gonna delay?
I'm gonna delay, yeah.
Don't you have a sword? Oh, you don't want to throw
I'm not gonna
throw
the sword, no way.
Fina's like, isn't that what they're for?
You're not going to do anything, huh?
He's going to wait until it gets within range. Rafina, you are next.
What's that thing called with the weapon of my enemy?
Your oath bow?
Yes!
You're going to fire a bolt from your oath crossbow?
Oh, yeah.
All right, give me an attack roll.
20!
Whoa! Yes!
Woohoo! Plus a million, I forget.
Wait, nope, wrong one.
Yay!
Alright, so you crit against this this creature flying at you through the air. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Ah, I can't roll my dice today. Ooh, but it's an 8. I'll take it. 8 plus 5 is 13.
Alright, and then you would have maxed your damage because you crit, so that's another 8.
Nice.
21. All right. Your bolt flies up at the creature, and it's funny. You critted, but the bolt, it flies above it.
What?
And you hear a sound. That's probably not the best sound. And
are we in a cartoon now?
Yeah.
You hear, like, if you had like a piece of piano wire strung really tight, and you cut it.
Oh, it's a freaking
and this puppet. This figure crashes to the floor.
OMG, it was just a fake.
Crunch.
What is this, like a haunted house that we're in? The skeleton outside was all wired up. This is a wire vampire going Guys, we're in an 80s themed haunted house. No, I think you mistook the laugh, DM. I'm pretty
sure there was
right in the book it says,
"Wee." Oh, okay. Wee.
It was funny, Katie. It was funny because when you were doing that "wee" and you did it for so long,
disappeared.
You disappeared, but it came back, and you were still on the same note, and then it went away, and it came back, and you were still on the same note. So we know we didn't miss anything.
So for 20 minutes, yes! It's just me doing the same. I just cleverly breathe when I know that it will go away. But that's weird. If it really was the same note, because I was doing that classical Halloween, you know those little things that are like,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
I didn't hear that other part.
The low part.
See, that's
part.
What I'm saying.
It's
see, now I'm trying to change it. I'm going further away. I'm trying to like, wait. Oh, it was that.
It cut out again.
That's weird.
I heard a little bit of it and then it went away. It doesn't like that frequency.
That low sound, it must be tubas.
My voice is tubas? Oh my god,
your
guys.
Voice, your Halloween noise is tubas. The scariest instrument.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
okay.
goodness.
So we are in a haunted house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're no longer in initiative.
Oh, it's really nothing?
It was like a puppet.
Oh my gosh.
We were lured there.
Bathwack, go get your new puppet. It's here.
Does it look like Strahd?
Does it look like something I can throw later in place of
if you approach, I mean, it's very large, but I mean, you are large too, Bathwack. Any investigation easily reveals that it is a dressed wooden mannequin that looks exactly like Strahd. Wears a black cloak with bared fangs and clawed fingers outstretched in a threatening manner.
Blinsky is behind this.
This place is messed up.
Now that you know to look carefully, it was attached to a wire that ran through pulleys that are fastened along the length of the ceiling.
We are in a haunted house. This is so weird. This is weird! But Will didn't witness any of that. Damn it.
Rafina takes off its shoes. No, is there any mark in the shoes?
Yep, it says Leaf Lip Leapsich.
Dang it, it was just a brand name.
Have I come around the corner yet?
Yep.
Or no? Yes?
You see everybody gathered around this heap of wood and cloth.
I know it's wood.
The floor.
Okay.
It's just lay a pile of stuff.
Oh. We're in the puppet theater now, Will. Why were you lingering so long in the other room?
What? I shove the papers behind my back. I'm just kidding. I don't. I'm just looking. I'm distractedly looking through papers. This. I'm looking at that other room. It's full of weird stuff. But what? You guys are playing with dolls in here? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, we heard a luring moan sound, and it lured us into this room where a pretend vampire bore down upon us, and we learned that Alex had lost his javelin. I mean, Bathwack.
Pretend vampire, though.
Well, look at the floor. What do you call it?
I look at it. Does it look like Strahd? Like, his face is painted like Strahd?
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody painted a portrait of Strahd on, like, a really nice, detailed... I'm just curious.
It's like, you could tell that it's supposed to be Strahd.
Yeah.
It's not like you wouldn't, like, display it on it.
Can I see if Blinsky made it? Are there any markings on this mannequin? Who painted
this? You could roll
I already checked his shoes.
Yep. She did.
All right. I'm rolling to see. 19 plus, is it investigation?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I never remember my
it's
investigation. It's 25.
Okay. You don't see any, like, maker's marks on it or anything
what
like that.
What about the clothes? Do they look like they belong to somebody? Are they Strahd's clothes?
They
how
look
nice.
Like clothes. Like
how nice
you could
is
wear
the cloak?
They're it's nice.
I'm going to take it.
Okay.
I remember
nice
how cold
cloth.
I was.
Cloth.
Cloth. It's a cloth. Can I wear my cloth? I mean, can I check it out? Is it cursed? All right. I have to roll for something else now.
Arcana?
Okay. Oh, shit. 6. Hope
you
it's not
you
cursed.
You don't think it's cursed.
All right. Cool. Well, would it be weird to put it on? Am I going to be too hot if I put it on?
I don't know. That's a question for your party members.
Hey, I'm not too hot, guys. I'll put it on. I remember how freaking cold I was, and I was just soaking wet outside and everything. I need a cloak. I'm getting aggravated at this world.
Can we just talk about how I just critted on a puppet?
Yes. That was pretty awesome.
So both of you now have done... Yes. Really great rolls that you want to save for later.
Yeah.
Wasted. Yeah.
Since Lank rolled so poorly on initiative, I'm going to say he didn't even notice. Like, he's unaware that any of this just happened. He's still sneaking down the hallway.
As a result, you're aware that now that you're sort of most of the way down this hallway, you think the moaning sound is just the wind.
Oh.
Oh. Well, is there... But there's a door.
There is a door at the other end of this hallway. Yep.
I'm going to check this door.
But wait, Lank! I'm going to say, like, talk... Lank!
Yes! Lank turns around, sees the remains of the puppet. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be like, are we going to talk about what is this? Why does Strahd have a fake Strahd in his castle?
This isn't even the first one. Haven't there been a... Yeah, I threw a fork at the one.
Oh, yeah, you did.
But this is like a doll. Like, this is like a bad...
Yeah, this is a little bit... He blew his budget on the first one.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the kind of... It's like a really low-level con job here. Like,
let's examine motive here, guys. Either it's trying to prevent us from going into that room, or it's just trying to scare us and make us feel dumb, because it was pretty obvious once I cut down the wire with my ridiculously powerful weapon that it wasn't a real vampire. I mean, why would that happen? Are they distracting us from something else somewhere else in the castle?
I know.
As if we could be distracted so easily.
Squirrel!
I think it's really weird that such a powerful, and I'm going to shake the papers in my hand because I'm still left over from last time, like last night when Will was ranting about why would a powerful man need control over a town in another country or world or whatever, another plane of existence. Why would this all-powerful vampire need a dummy to fly at your heads? Huh?
Exactly. What's the motive?
Hey, Strahd, you butthole, where are you?
Is there a chance that Strahd isn't as powerful as he'd like us to believe?
I mean, he has killed us before, right? He's like kicked our butts. But what is he doing? Is he losing his mind or something? Like,
is he having preschool students put together his vampires?
Right.
The claws are macaroni.
Yeah. I just think this is weird, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying all this in character. I'm trying to engage everyone.
We're engaged, don't worry.
I just mean, like, I'm not trying to...
Will talking,
yeah,
not Katie.
It's Will talking.
Yeah, gotcha.
I'm not sure... I'm not... Even if he's just screwing with us, I don't know what we do with this information, other than keep going.
Nick says, what do you think, Bathwack? Guys, Bathwack's gonna talk. Listen.
Sorry.
All right, let's keep going.
All these things.
Sorry. I don't really say that.
Yeah, I don't really say anything.
Oh, no. All right, then I do say that.
This just makes me want to kill Strahd harder. Let's go.
Wait, yeah. I thought we were going to check out. There was that other door out of the...
Yeah, there is that other door.
I'm kind of curious whether or not the manacled man is a puppet too, but he did smell bad.
He's a dead body. That's a dead body. He's been dead for a
couple weeks. This puppet probably smells too.
I just think, why would...
The puppet smells like sandalwood.
Ooh. Good choice, puppet maker.
So far, we haven't seen Strahd here, have we? Is what Will's going to say out loud. Have we seen actual Strahd yet here?
Nick says no.
And this guy...
That's a good point.
He died in that other room. And I don't see any... I didn't see any marks on him. I'm just... Guys...
I don't know.
You know... The vampire came down from the ceiling. It would have come toward us had we come in from the way we're walking. I wonder if it's meant to scare us away from where we've come from.
Mm. How did we not trigger it the first time?
We have never.
You didn't
been
go
in
this
room.
Oh, oh, oh,
yeah,
oh!
I didn't go in that one.
That's right.
Well, what I mean, what do you think? I'll go where you guys go. I have papers to look through. I'm entertained for now. but, right? Like, that guy had a ton of money. What else important is back there?
And Rafina was wondering about that door, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did I make it to the end? Well, Will shot it at me. What's through the store?
You don't know. You didn't open it.
I'm going to open it quick.
All right. You open it quick.
I hope it's beyond, like just a broom.
A broom.
A broom. A single broom.
Bath mark's right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond, you reveal a room. It's actually a very big room, but the floor is not as big. I'm very bad at describing right now. Mm. It's a balcony. It's overlooking a large space below.
Mm. Interior or courtyard?
Interior. There's a long balcony enclosed by a sculpted stone railing far away. There's two ornate thrones standing side by side in the center of the balcony.
Whoa.
Covered with dust and strung with cobwebs, facing away from the door that you're opening. That's about all you can see from here. Looks like the balcony extends to the left and to the right if you're looking out the door, but there's walls in the way you can't really see.
People, we might want to check this out real quick.
Okay.
I'm such a convincing person.
I am persuaded.
I'm convinced that Lang's a person.
See?
All right, so where is everybody going?
I'll follow. I'm halfway through down the hall. I haven't gone out on the balcony. I'm looking at my papers, and I'm not sure I want to keep going that way.
Based on the map, it looks like, Lank, you're walking past the thrones to the edge of the balcony.
Yeah, just to take a look over the edge.
Right there, still.
Okay. As you walk past the thrones, a shape comes from the side of the throne.
Ooh.
And smashes into the side of your face.
Oh.
And you see stars.
Oh, no.
Head?
I'm guessing head, yeah.
Side of the face.
Okay.
In the side of the crotch.
And I see stars.
And we will roll initiative next time.
Oh.
Here on Pork Fried Dice.
Hmm.
Yay.
Like, probably could have been a little bit more cautious there, but when has he ever been cautious?
I was going to say, that should be a square on the bingo sheet. Like, could have been a little more cautious.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.